This is a drive.
I don't understand what the problem is here.
With Carmichael Dave, Katie Christensen, and Nate Goodyear.
New morning, team.
Put the top down. Rev your engine.
Say, what goes on this morning?
Welcome to the drive.
I don't know if I want to say, wow, I really respect that about you, or if I want to say, gosh, that is so stupid.
Come on, man. Wake the f*** up. The drive.
His mouth.
Here we go with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
That keg is almost tapped.
Yeah.
And they're going to get every last drop out of it.
Broadcasting live from the Coors Light Studios. Coors Light, with great beer comes great responsibility. Now the drive continues with Dave, Katie, and Nate.
Kent Berger coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk basketball. Lots of stuff going on, obviously, over the weekend. Raptors and Heat. Raptors advance. Warriors Thunder starts tonight. We've been talking about the fight between Adore and Batista, which isn't huge news in itself, but what happens behind the fight, I think, makes a very interesting conversation. The unofficial, or I should say the official, the drive poll out there, put out there just about 15 minutes ago, are you a fan of baseball's unwritten rules? Just about 50 votes in right now, but 59% say no, they are not a fan of unwritten rules. 41 say yes. Somebody, and I'm going to give this guy credit. A lot of times people on Twitter are ding dongs.
This guy is not a ding dong.
He's not. This is one of my favorite people. I met him on the RV trip, him and his daughter in Indiana. He's a good dude, but I don't understand this tweet. And Nate, Katie, maybe you can help me out. Are you a fan of baseball's unwritten rules? That was the poll question. And Philip, on Twitter says, unwritten rules are the bedrock of systemic racism, sexism, and classism in legally egalitarian societies. They're dangerous. I mean, listen.
That's a lot. That's
brother,
a lot of words.
We're talking
listen,
about.
And you and me, yeah, you and me could drink some scotch sometime and discuss that, brother. But yeah.
I mean, Nate, you've got kind of a lefty diaper on every once in a while, but and I love you for it. But, brother, it's baseball.
We don't want to get into the rest of it.
If you want to even, and I don't even want to dip my toe in
this.
Hold
on, though. Because we could dive in head first. That is very, very relevant to what goes on with some of the cultural differences with baseball.
Here's my problem, and I think you and I might be on the same page, okay? If hockey has fights on a regular basis, all right, it's part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
In baseball, the fight happens, all right? And by the way, the fight happens between two people that happen to not be Caucasian. But if this fight happens in the NBA, there are going to be hot take cannons coming out where you're going to hear things like thug come out of people's mouths.
Code words,
whistles. There are, I think it's gotten a lot better, and kill it on the text line because it's not where we're going. But I think that is true. If you want to dip your toe in that, that there are some differences in sport and how people deal with that. I don't think anybody's a thug involved in this. When you're making millions of dollars dunking basketballs, odds are you can get thug the hell out of here. You got a bunch of rich, spoiled asses out there playing patty cake with each other's faces. Let's be real. But we're talking about baseball. We're not talking about systemic this or that or whatever. We're talking about unwritten rules in baseball. It's been there forever.
I have no problem with fighting in any sport. I'm sorry. It's just, I don't care. There's rules in place to where if you do it, you're going to get punished. If you're going to go ahead and take that swing or get into it, I don't care what sport you're in, you're going to get punished. You're going into it knowing, okay, I'm going to get suspended and my pay is going to get docked. Now, if it's worth it to
you,
go
ahead. So by that logic, like, you're all right with murder because you'll get prosecuted for it.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Hey, they know they're going to get in trouble,
Here's the other thing, with the fighting.
Let me help you, too.
Here's the other thing you can't pull out either in this. I mean, you can if you'd like, but when at some point one of us say, because this is always where the big straw man comes up, and I hate that term. If I were to say at some point, which I will in this argument, you know what? This is baseball. It's traditional, and it's been going on since the late 1800s. Please do not go to the, well, you know, there are a lot of things that were traditional in America that stopped in the
1900s.
That's where it goes.
Give a better reason than that. That's the whole point. I mean, if the logic is, hey, yeah, they're going to get punished, so it's okay. I mean, in hockey, there's at least a strategic argument to be made where, you know,
they're
like,
on skates, blah, 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 blah.
Well, yeah, there's that, but there's the whole element of, like, if you've got a guy out there that's just being a bully on your star player, you know, take that guy off the ice. Find a way to do that. Those 2-minute penalties, stuff like that. But I guess Like, I'm thinking with you, Dave, that you've got the fighting on the one side.
Sure.
You've got the bat flipping on the other.
Yes.
Like, you're all right with the unwritten rules.
Yes.
Okay? And Jose Bautista's bat flip was bad. You don't want to give that as an example for your children. Don't rub it into people's faces,
sure,
right? It's disrespectful. So how do you reconcile that with when someone's disrespectful, throw a punch or throw a baseball at them?
It is a hard thing to reconcile, and it's a great point that you make. When it comes to the bat tossing or the bat flipping, I don't like that mainly because I'm an unwritten rules guy. I don't like people getting shown up like that, and it's going to get policed, and it got policed. At the same time, though, I'll throw it back to you where there's these inconsistencies and incongruencies is – one of the main things in the bat flipping topic that's come up with Goose Gossage and everybody else, Bryce Harper, for example, has said over and over again, baseball's a tired sport. Baseball's a tired sport, and people need to emote more. The more people emote out there, the more people are going to watch and wake up baseball. Well, guess what? We've spent an hour, as has just about every radio station out there and TV station it's on right now. This is a huge topic today. By the way, the Western Conference Finals are tonight. We'll talk about that. By the way, the Raptors beat the Heat. We'll talk about that. But this is a huge topic right now. Fighting is ratings. Now, that doesn't by itself make it okay, but the bat flip crowd and the emote crowd is pulling ratings out as a reason. But at the same time, that same crowd is also saying, well, you know what, fighting has no place in baseball, and they're not going to the ratings card. So the answer to your question, Nate, is yes, there are incongruencies on both sides.
I understand the point of view, okay, what you're teaching your children, right? What kind of an example does that set for kids that are watching this?
And I mean, just to be clear, I don't give a damn about the kids. It's just the pearl clutchers over the Jose Bautista bat flip are the same ones saying, well, it's okay to drill them in the ribs with a fastball. Which one's really worse?
Before I said I have no problem with it, I absolutely knew that that was going to be a point that's brought up. Like, well, what are we teaching the kids that are watching? Well, guess what? Maybe I'm old school, but I think that the parents should be the ones that are saying, hey, don't ever behave like this. And this goes to, you know, when you're in kindergarten and you get into it with someone or someone calls you a bad name and you start pushing. Like, it happens with kids at a young age. And I feel like it's up to the parents to teach them right from wrong. These are grown ass men that are making millions of dollars. And if they want to get upset because of how someone slid in or because of a bat flip, like whatever, fine. Do what you're going to do. You're going to get penalized. If you're that stupid and you think that this is worth it, then fine. Do it. Pay the price. Guess what? And because of these unwritten rules, they know that something's coming for them later.
Something's coming. They're very vindictive. Jerry, you're on the drive, KHTK.
Yeah, as an old-time guy, I believe in the unwritten rules. I mean, there's nothing wrong in NASCAR if a guy can't get by somebody. He nudges him, breaks him loose so he can
rubbing his racing, Jerry.
What's that?
I said rubbing his racing.
Yeah, and if he crashes them out, sometimes he crashes them out, but he doesn't mean to. And a brushback pitch, that pitcher is going up and in. That's code for I'm throwing at his head. Now, he doesn't mean to hurt him, but he's throwing at his head. I like the unwritten rules. I like the way these guys police each other. And as far as the majors go, all these guys are wussies compared to hockey players.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jerry.
That's fun. You realize how absolutely insane that is to
break
say
it down.
A 98 mile. Hey, didn't mean to hurt him. He's just throwing a fastball at his head. He didn't mean to hurt the guy. Like, listen, come on, man.
I agree with you. I think if you go after someone's head and you're trying to hurt them, that's garbage. That's not an unwritten rule. That's we had it last year. Jay was asking who throws at people's heads. We had it last year with who's the reliever for the Royals. That was throwing.
Was it Ventura?
It was Carrasco. The fireballer.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah,
either.
But there's a kid that throws 100 miles an hour.
I thought it was Jordano Ventura.
And that was because he was the guy that was making the motions going back to the dugout, saying next time it's going to be at your head. Mm-hmm. Next time it's going to be at your head. I keep wanting to say.
That's not right. I've played baseball all my life, and I've never heard anyone ever say, I'm going to throw at your head. That's part of the unwritten rules.
I'm with Kate.
If you're going to police yourself, then you understand the repercussions that comes with it. That's okay. To me, you guys are sounding so soft to the point of where you're making a big issue of if someone throws at someone or you say something to someone, that it becomes, well, you contradict yourself because we first said don't do it.
I just think it's nonsense to intentionally throw at someone, period. If you're gonna, I don't care if you're throwing at their head or at their ribs or whatever. Like, these guys aren't that good. If you're gonna throw at someone, you got just as good a chance of hitting them in the head as you do some. I don't care what your intent is. Why can't the guy throw strikes every time then?
Understandable.
Major league pitchers cannot pinpoint exactly where they want to put
it. I disagree with that too. Not all the time, but I think 95% of the time a major league pitcher can. We're talking about a strike zone. We're talking about that versus shoulders down. I think when a guy throw at a guy's head, odds are. Here's where you're not doing it on purpose is when there's no provocation and it's a 2-1 game in the third inning. And a breaking ball gets away. And that's the other thing, too. You throw 98 at a guy's ribs. I have a little bit of an issue with that, too. Maybe throw 90 at a guy's ribs. But I'm okay with
Send Barry Zito out there.
Right? Yeah. But again, message. That's what it comes down to, sending the message. So here's where we're at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Number one, are you okay with the unwritten rules in baseball? Number two, what is the realistic alternative? Which that does not include just don't do it. I mean, what's the path to just don't do it? And then number three, is fighting okay in there? And again, if you're not cool with that, how do you erase that as well? What's your path to getting rid of that? And would that make the sport better or worse for you? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap that up before Ken Berger at 7:30. It's The Drive on Sports 1140 KHDK. The big Joey Bautista, Joey Bats versus Rougned Odor fight.
Rugi.
That's what we're talking about right now on The Drive. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, text 44-1140 if you would. Poll's been out under an hour. Are you a fan of baseball's unwritten rules? 55% no. 45% yes. Staying kind of right in there from the text line. From the 916, screw you guy that stays at a green light stop because he's on his phone. That's the one that's worthy of the horn. That's very true.
So, yes, but that's a warning horn.
There's a difference. But yesterday, so I'm driving back from the store, and it's like a four-way stop sign, right? And I go through, and there's a guy sitting at the, across at the stop sign waiting for me to go. He's on his phone, and he could easily have gone straight. That's where he was going.
Sure.
Three cars behind him, and I'm almost to the end of the block, and he still has not gone.
Yeah.
Nobody honked at him. I would have laid on that horn.
Yeah, you blow your horn, it's like,
that's a disrespectful one. There's one thing to give like a little beep. You're at the green light, but this guy sat there on it. Pull your car over. Don't inconvenience
a
bunch of people.
Rules, by the way.
I'm firmly convinced, guys, that pretty much all of the like cultural and civilization problems we have can be boiled down to how we as a society handle four-way stops because it's always a cluster. There's someone on their phone. There's someone trying to wave someone through early. It's like, no, there are rules to these things for all the written rules on the road. Anyway, proceed with the unwritten
stuff.
That's from the 209. Not my stand-up act, thank God.
209, not the 916. I apologize. And by the way, I'll admit this publicly. It was about 3 months ago. I was on my phone at a green light, and I was that guy, and the guy honked, and right when he honked, immediately I looked up, and it turned yellow, and I drove through the intersection and made it.
And he didn't.
But he didn't, and I saw him giving me, like, the anger fist in the background, and honest to God, I almost wanted to, I didn't, but I really, there was a part of me that wanted a U-turn, go back,
and
pull up next to him, and be like, I'm so sorry, you have every, like, I'm an a-hole, and you have every reason to think. I felt horrible.
The worst is when it's a turn light, because I did that the other day, too. Yeah.
Seriously.
Like, they didn't make it through. So sorry.
You got to wear it.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I've obviously, you do stuff when you're driving that you're going to piss someone off, and you're in the wrong, right? So, like, the other, like, I don't know, it was like a couple weeks ago, I pull out to turn, like, left onto a street. But you know when you got the cars that are parked and you can't really see if there's someone coming? So I start to go, and there's a guy coming pretty quickly that I didn't see. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And he proceeded to give me the bird. I was like, all right, you're an ass.
You're not sorry
anymore. I was sorry. It was my fault. You got to understand. And that, yes, it's going to happen. Don't be that guy.
But talking about unwritten rules, I'm sorry to finish your point, though. What other sports are there unwritten rules? Don't cross the 50-yard line in football warm-ups. There's that.
Is that not written?
I think it's not written.
Unconfirmed, but it would work.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Don't step on somebody's line in the putting green. Hey, golf has a lot of unwritten rules.
Yeah, golf is the one. Yeah.
Because, and I've wondered this before. Honest to God, I've wondered this before. Nate, you and I are at Augusta. It's Sunday. I'm up a stroke. We're in the final group.
You know the answer to
this. You have a 5-foot putt to tie and go to sudden death. And so
Goodyear steps up. This is to send it to sudden death with Carmichael Dave for the green jacket. And he lines up and
what if I just screamed right in your backswing and you just completely shanked it? Now, is that illegal?
I don't think it is.
You've never, ever seen it.
No.
But what
well,
if
it's because golf is supposed to be the gentleman's sport.
So that is policed not by fighting, but...
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right, I know.
Bubble Bots is just...
Because I was thinking something so simple as, like, you just go up and step on my line. Again, I don't know that I have any recourse there.
I don't think you
other
do.
Other than...
Oh, that's
you're
when you
never
take your
playing
club out.
With us again.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you are. If we're playing at Augusta, you're probably never welcome back there.
You're a pariah in the golf world.
I mean, no, just take your club out and hit him with it. That's what I would do.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
Throw a golf ball at his ribs on the next
tee. Like, who was the guy that, like, got mad and broke his own club on his head and then could not finish?
Oh, couldn't finish the tournament.
Yeah.
This is last that was, by the that weekend
was,
before
yeah,
last.
It was hilarious.
He had to withdraw because of concussion protocol.
Well, no, concussion protocol. No, he had to withdraw because he didn't have the club. Mm-hmm. Like, he broke his own club like an idiot. How do you break a golf club on your head, by the way?
The hard. Here's the thing. The fact that other golfers don't yell at other golfers, I get that. I understand that. What's more amazing to me is you have drunken spectators. And I'm sure this has happened.
And they
but it's like Tiger
out.
with the phones.
Right. Or the cameras. But Nate, I'm talking about at the Masters or
saving
the PGA.
It for 18 on Sunday.
In like a huge moment. And some random Joe in the crowd just goes, right when the guy's about to tee off or something. That's the more amazing thing to me that the fans police themselves that much. So you have a lot of unwritten rules there.
There was one on there that I saw. I'd have to paraphrase it about stealing bases when you're up big. That's kind of the one in baseball that I can kind of understand.
Steal a base was the test. Yeah.
That even makes more sense to me than like running up the score in professional sports because that's always kind of come up with football, especially, you know, the Patriots. Hey, they're running up the score. It's like, well, it's professional sports, man. Yeah. If you don't like it, stop them.
Right.
That's your job just as much as
anything.
But stealing bases, if you're up 8-0 in the eighth inning, I can understand that a little bit more, taking the extra base.
But why don't you say, and you and I agree there, but why wouldn't you say, well, then don't let him score runs? Just like when you say, don't let him hit a home run off of you.
Ultimately, if that were to happen, I would get more upset about that than if someone flipped a bat on me, but I would probably still have the same response. Again, I can't, not being in the heat of the battle, I've made a lot of bad decisions emotionally, okay? So I can't say that I wouldn't do something different. But sitting right here, my response would be the exact same, which is, God, what a jerk. Maybe someone else will throw at him. But, you know, he shouldn't be on base. If I'd have done my job, he wouldn't be there.
But as we're sitting here and, you know, we're talking about this and the whole fight, you know, in the game and what happened, like, we just saw the footage of, like, the dugouts cleared. The dugouts completely cleared. So here's my thing.
And that's cool.
Yeah,
everyone's all right with that.
But why are they okay with that? But in the NBA, you can't do it. In any other sport, you cannot clear the bench, right? So what's the difference? Because you look at it, baseball has a ton of guys. Something happens like that, it goes from two guys fighting to multiple people. And guess what?
Nobody can police.
Who's stopping it? Why is it okay in baseball for the dugouts to be cleared, but it's not okay in other sports?
There are a lot of philosophical reasons I'm sure we could get into as to why, and I'm sure there's a lot of opinion on that. I would offer this. I would say, for similar reasons, probably, that fighting's okay in hockey and it's a 2-minute minor versus a 5-game suspension, because that's baseball. And same thing with hockey. That's part of the game in hockey.
I think it goes further than that.
I think in the NBA, I think part of that rule is Ron Artest in Indiana and Detroit and how close the fans are to the
that's what it is.
And then I think in football, the other things, you know, everyone's wearing so much armor that fights in football are stupid.
They never go anywhere.
Yeah. The dumbest thing to do in sports is to punch some guy in the helmet. You see it every year.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what are you doing, bro? You're hurting your own hand.
Basketball, I think it's that thing. It's that the fans are right there. In hockey, you've got the glass. Mm-hmm. Football, they're on the field. Same thing with baseball. It is not going to happen on top of the fans. But at the same time, when you look at it, it exacerbates the problem so much because you go from two guys or three guys getting into it that are in the action to the dugouts being cleared. And then how many umpires you got out there? Not enough to stop that.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to stop it?
So with this kind of like assumed self-policing that you're a fan of, well, I mean, with that kind of stuff yes. going on, would you become less of a baseball fan if they were to somehow legislate if you leave the bench 20 games, a beanball 25 games, if you throw a punch it's 50? I mean, something serious yeah. to where here's my thing with the beanballs, because I know it would be easy to say, well, listen, guys lose control of the ball. You can't just suspend sure. someone 25 games because they hit someone. Sure. Guys lose control, right?
Sure.
Well, wouldn't they lose control if they were just trying to tag a guy in the butt with a 90-mile-an-hour heater? I mean, where do you draw the line?
You're trying
with
to
that?
Legislate what's in the pitcher's head,
and that's an
issue, and that's where you go back to people understanding the game of baseball and leaning on the side of.
So, if you were to just take that out completely,
sure.
If you were to say, if you hit a batter, let's just go extreme here. If you hit a batter, you're out for 25 games. That's it. No questions asked. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You hit a batter, 25 games, you're done completely.
Yeah. Would I be less of a fan?
Would that
Absolutely.
Would ruin baseball for you? That to me takes out the entire, you don't have to interpret what's in the pitcher's head anymore.
Sure.
It's just over. Throw strikes, dude.
Somebody loses control, number one. Number two, again, that's part of the game for me. Now, there are things that have happened in the game that I don't like the designated hitter. Not a huge fan of replay. There have been things that I don't like it when a team wears dark colors at home. There are things that I don't like. There's just things I don't like that have happened. I'm trying to think of things over the last whatever that I don't like. But I don't sit there and go, replays, ruin the game, free agency. I will survive. One of the things I love about baseball is it's baseball. It's not basketball. It's not football. It's not hockey.
Let's be honest. A fight is the most action you're going to get.
It's baseball. And by the way, I don't want baseball to turn into some brawl fest. You know what I want baseball to do? I want baseball to be like it was 20 years ago, and I want it to be like it is now 20 years from now.
But it never will, because baseball has evolved more than any other sport that exists. Aside from the fact that you've got guys that have been putting every drug known to man that's undetectable in their body since the beginning. They've raised and lowered the mound, stealing signs, stealing bases. You've had live balls, dead balls. They've changed the kind of wood in the bats.
Yeah.
The dimensions of every single field are different. All of the umpires have different perspectives. It's commonly accepted that the strike zone isn't even uniform.
Sure.
It's based on what the umpire interprets. Baseball has gone. They've had slide change rules. I mean, it's gone through so many different evolutions over the years.
And
that's not even to talk about the social changes that they've made.
No doubt. But there are people that would want, they would be fine with no umpires.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is laser regulated, strike zones, sensors in the bags.
And that's why I'm saying I would be fine with that, because ultimately my appeal to baseball is Madison Bumgarner throwing 9 innings in a World Series game off of what, 2 days rest or something. That's what I'm in it for.
Well, I am too, but
Earl Weaver kicking dirt on an umpire. It's fun.
But that's part of it for me. I'm in it for the human element. I want the umpire makes a mistake. You deal with it. You're sliding hard in a second. You deal with it. There's a fight. You deal with it. Someone gets plunked. You deal with it, and they do, and they deal with it, and they carry it over. It's dramatic, and really in sports, what we're talking about and trying to apply real-life rules, here's what it comes down to. It's a freaking game. It's a game. You can't apply it to real life. Talk about, well, should you punch and hit to solve your issues? No, of course you shouldn't punch and hit to solve your issues, but you also shouldn't get paid $25 million to hit a freaking white ball with stitches. But they
do. So no rules.
Not no rules, just, again, in baseball has... Baseball is like a coloring book. It has lines, but sometimes you go outside those lines, and that's fine.
I guess I just have trouble with the same people being upset about a bat flip or a guy emoting because
right.
he literally just had the biggest moment in his career and the second biggest moment in Toronto baseball history.
Sure.
He's excited about it. He shows it. The same people that are against that are the people that are standing up and saying, yeah, boy, drill him in the face.
See, and
throw in his ribs.
Right.
How is the bat flip any different than the trot? The home run trot?
Yeah, and where do you draw the line with that?
As far as like David Ortiz's 30-second trots?
Yeah.
Which is what he does. I mean, it takes him an hour to get around the bases,
exactly.
Not just because he's fat.
And how is that any different than the
I don't think it is.
You have to earn the right to disrespect your opponent in baseball.
I think if a rookie comes in and takes a minute to get around the bases and Poppy does it, I think there is a difference. I think somebody's getting one in the ribs. And I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. That's the way it is. That's the way it's been. And that's the way it always should be.
Jose Bautista
Get
hasn't
off my
earned
lawn.
The right.
And you know what about
He's
Jose
Canadian.
Bautista?
He's Canadian.
Here's the key to what you said about Jose Bautista. As I was a guy, I was pissed off at the bat flip. But you know what? I wasn't, and this weekend helped clarify it. It wasn't so much that I was pissed off at the bat flip. It was that I was waiting for the bat. I wanted the bat flip to be revenged. And it was
and
revenged.
It was.
And you know what? To me, the case is closed now. I didn't like the way the Rangers did it. I didn't like the fact that they waited till the last at-bat of the last game of the season between the two. That was kind of a D-bag move. AC, you're on the drive.
Hey, I would tend to agree that baseball's rules, or unwritten rules, are so subtle that it makes people scratch their heads. But I remember playing baseball, and we had a guy that we thought was going to hit to right, and when he jacked it to left, as he's rounding the bases, he says, "Is that a fact?" And it pissed me off, but guess what? I'm not going to freak and go fight him afterwards. I mean, that stuff is stupid. If it's like a coloring book, Dave, like you said, then how come when you go outside the lines, your mom's not throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball?
She might. She might flip my ear.
You don't know my childhood.
So basketball has its own little unwritten rule you guys haven't covered yet. And that is the guy that jacks up a three with, like, 3 seconds remaining
right.
when they're up by 20.
Yeah, but there's no retribution for that. No one goes after him
right,
for that.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's not going to happen in the next game. It's not going to 6 months later, someone's not going to, like, you know, just drill the guy or, like, lay him out at center court with, a screen that no one's expecting. Like, that's not going to happen. Yeah, it's unwritten rule that you shouldn't do that. It's disrespectful. It's also an unwritten rule that you don't leave your starters in when you're up till the very end. But guess what? There's so many coaches that still do that. And I scratch my head at it. But you know what? Who the hell cares? No one is going to come back and say, hey, guess what? I'm going to take your head off.
Well, from the 209, we're getting a lot of great texts here that are getting backlogged from the 209. And this is what I think is kind of a problem with today's thinking when it comes to baseball. This guy's saying, and he's not wrong in a sense, there's a reason baseball ratings suck like this. The sport is a joke and boring. I could see baseball going away within 20 years. Now, here's the issue.
I don't know about that.
And when we talk about baseball, and obviously he's being a little dramatic, but talking about baseball, and they look at, well, they're reading Darren Revelle's column while they're taking a dump about football ratings versus baseball World Series and some preseason game. They're comparing it to basketball or football or what.
That's not baseball's game.
Here's what's going on with baseball. Steven Strasburg just signed a 7-year, $25 million a year deal to pitch. Mm-hmm. The average salaries in baseball are insane.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's just fine. Is baseball ever going to be the ratings juggernaut that no, it will never
ever be
football, and it doesn't need to be. Baseball, and I don't want
it
to be.
It's localized. It's like you're a fan of exactly.
It's the TV deals. It's all of this stuff. It's ticket sales. I mean, that's where they do their stuff. The local markets, and that's you're
attendance,
absolutely right.
You're talking about in football, you have 8 games. In
all nationally televised to some
Thank
degree.
You. In baseball, the Giants, for example, they pack AT&T Park 81 times a freaking year. Football's 8. Football is 8 times a year. 81, 8, and 41 for basketball. Baseball's just fine. It's not going anywhere.
You know, regardless of which side you stand on this, you kind of alluded to the brilliance of the whole unwritten rules earlier, Dave, which is that when rules are unwritten, all it really is a source of ongoing conflict, right?
Right.
That's what you're asking for.
So
no one
do
really
you kind of
knows,
need that in baseball?
Or does it,
no
or
one
does
really
it prevent
knows.
How much conflict does it prevent, though? That's not what you're allowing for.
No. It creates more because even though there's these unwritten rules that, like, everyone knows they exist, but no one knows specifically what they are. I mean,
I disagree with that.
No, because how many runs do you have to be up before it's not acceptable to steal anymore? And in what inning? And exactly, like, you know, there's so much, because it's unwritten and there's no legislation, it's open to interpretation. Nobody knows what the real rule is. We know you're not supposed to flip your bat, but we don't know exactly how many steps you can take to first base before it's considered rubbing it in.
Major League Baseball players don't have a general idea and a strong
hold on to what the unwritten rules are. I think that's the big problem. And now there's this kind of ongoing thing that we always have to latch on to. Everyone has their own interpretation of the unwritten rules. All 25 guys on that Rangers roster have a different interpretation of an unwritten rule of some sort. And so now, because you've got all of these people that have different ideas, and then you've kind of got a groupthink going on in a locker room, y'all jump in. We've got a source of conflict now that we can continue to go with. We would not be talking about this, as you alluded to, if Jose Bautista flipped his bat and it was over.
Jay, turn on your mic, would you please?
Right? I mean, would that just be the end of this conversation? We would not be talking about the Jays and the Rangers right now if there were no unwritten rules and, like, ongoing source of conflict built into the structure of baseball.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a talking point. No, it wouldn't be as big of a talking point. You're damn right. And here we are almost 2 hours into the show, and maybe we've run it a little into the ground, but we're still having, there's nuances to this conversation where baseball's top of mind right now because of this. Now, Jay, you played baseball at a professional level. You understand as much of, probably way more than we do. Maybe I'm wrong here. I feel like once you get to any professional level, you have a pretty good handle. Players have a pretty good handle as to what the unwritten rules are.
How could you? There's nothing written.
Am I being naive there?
No, I absolutely agree with you. I think by time you become a professional or an expert in something, most times people kind of bow down and say, respect what you have to do, say, or your actions. Meaning, if you're a doctor, even though you might be a D-plus doctor, most people still say, well, you know what? You can prescribe me a certain type of medicine, and I'm okay with taking that, even though you may be completely wrong or off the wall, as we've seen people get sick. So, i.e., I do believe, to a certain extent, once you get to a certain level, past high school, college, pros, minors, however you want to say it, you do have a general idea of, if you trot halfway down that first baseline and you're kind of hot-dogging and showing me off, we have a problem. If you come out the box, as some people hit a bomb and come out the box spinning and doing twists and turns and go 3 feet, it's okay. Celebrate. No, there's no problem. And I think to an extent,
twists and turns, like, that's not okay.
I think you're reading so much into it because of the point of, you have to keep it general. If you come out, if you flip the bat, it's okay to a certain level. The way Jose Bautista flipped that bat, to where he threw it, looked at it, stepped back, he posed, we have a problem. So there's a difference.
You guys understand how there's like an inherent conflict in unwritten rules, right?
If you have a problem with how things are vague.
Yeah.
But my question for you, Jay, is when you come up and you've got the, and it's part of the process of learning, and as you continue and you go further, now, if you were to do something like that as a rookie, someone's going to pull you aside afterwards and be like, hey, dude, don't do that.
Of course. They would show me the ropes, of course.
They self-police.
Sure.
So that's the thing with the unwritten rules.
And that's why it's great. To me, it's great.
But you learn.
That's what makes baseball baseball. There's certain things to me where.
I figured it was the nine dudes and the pitcher and the stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that, of course. But I think there's a spirit in baseball where, as Dave has kind of pointed to, in basketball, you're just not going to get that. Because how many times have we seen over the last 5, 6, 7 years in football and in basketball, we always say the refs are too much into the game. They figure in too much to the game. How many times have we went over and over and over the conversation of replay, of NFL refs throwing flags when they shouldn't, or you're changing the game when you can't, you don't allow safeties to hit people. With baseball, that's the great part of baseball. There's certain things that you will never be able to police, unpolice, certain things you will never be able to control and can control compared to the other two major sports. And that's why people love baseball.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. As we wrap this up, Ken Berger's going to join us later in the program. We pushed him till 8 o'clock. One thing, this is why I'm stupid. Did anybody notice at all, am I completely off base here, that if you kind of squint one eye and look at that punch on Batista with those shades on, doesn't Jose Batista kind of look like Drake?
Oh, good Lord.
Did anybody else notice? Good like, Lord. Next time you see it, watch it.
Yeah.
He looks like
no,
Drake.
I see it.
I've never seen them. Do you see it?
Yeah.
You just humor me?
Absolutely. No.
He looked
put
like
him in
Drake.
A turtleneck sweater.
Yes.
Especially if it's, like, flesh-colored.
I never noticed that before. I think with the glasses off, maybe not.
Oh,
but with those glasses on, watch the punch, Katie. I'm telling you. And, yes,
and
he's
what?
A Toronto Blue Jay. Thank you, Jay. Drake. And Jose Batista, same person? Because guess what? Hey, where was Drake yesterday at the Raptors Heat game? Oh, he wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
Game 7.
Oh, my goodness.
You know why? Because he was getting punched.
Mystery.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, thank God we're going to transition to basketball after this.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some basketball. It's The Drive on KHDK.